Hello, welcome back to the Poorly Written Podcast. Poll results! Yes, I am spinning in a spinny chair. Yes, I am wearing Syracuse orange because, well, March Madness starts today. Syracuse plays late, but anyway, that's besides the point. Your poll results for this week's debate Monday. Here's what's going on with that. We had you guys pick the better of the two shows, The Simpsons and Futurama. And 80% of you said Futurama was the better show. 20% said The Simpsons. I mean, let's face it, The Simpsons have been on forever, but that doesn't mean it's the better show. Futurama had a lot of stuff going on for it, but there were some pretty good arguments going on for both shows. But if you missed out on the Debate Monday stuff, follow us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. But if you're not part of our community Discord server, then, you know, you don't actually see our discussions going on in there. But it's also on our website if you just wanted to simply vote. We got some really cool stuff coming up for Debate Monday stuff, but you got to follow us for all that and get all those details. Anyways, let's get on with today's episode.
Hello, and welcome back to the Poorly Written Podcast, the only comedy show that hasn't been canceled yet? Question mark.
Interrupt this program. The Poorly Written Podcast has been canceled for Zach's controversial words about Cheez-Its.
I didn't say anything about Cheez-Its. It was Cheetos. Get your facts right.
It was like, see, we got to get our facts right. We want to cancel somebody. Anyway, hi, guys.
Hi. Hey, look, we're doing another episode. We haven't been canceled for reals.
Yeah.
He's still here.
Our ratings are actually pretty good.
I'm still standing better than I ever did.
Now we're going to get canceled over copyright. Anyways,
Some Elton John.
Welcome to today's episode. Today we are talking about cancel culture. We have the full crew, actually. I'm here. India's here. Lewis is over here. Sarah's over there. Mike is somewhere in hiding still. I don't know. Yep. Mike, what cave on Long Island are you hiding in this week?
I'm doing my best in... And Ronk right now.
Oh, Ronk. Rhymes with rock.
Basically.
And Hannah's here too, so.
I got my vaccine a couple hours without it, so I'm here recording, talking about cancel culture.
Yay. One of the side effects they don't tell you about the vaccine is the ability to not shut up about getting the vaccine.
Just wanted to let our viewers know that I'm safe and an essential worker.
You're an essential worker. I'm an essential worker. I don't have a vaccine. I just had to get COVID.
You just be happy for me.
Oh yeah, that's true.
We are happy that people. Hannah, I think, is the first one to get vaccinated on the show.
Yeah, I'm gonna be joining you in like 2 weeks though.
I just gotta have my doctor sign off on my obesity and call it good. That's it. You know, that's the cheat code right there, but I refuse to take that path because I am fine.
Aren't you considered an essential worker? Like, why don't you just get one from your job?
I'm not in
the
right tier. Because King Cuomo has decided I am not essential enough.
Makes sense. After
we're
after
now
going to
cancel
week.
Andrew Cuomo.
Let's talk about cancel culture for today, because that's what we're doing right now. The fact that the fact that cancel culture has brought us all together. Maybe it was the friends we made along the way. Enough about really shitty 80s movies. Let's get into it. Today, we're talking about cancel culture. First off, what is it? Why is it around? Is it really dumb? Is it necessary? Do we need it? Maybe. I don't know. I think it's fun. What's been going on recently? Because it feels like the whole month of March has been cancel month. Like, everything. Just everything can be canceled. Then we got culture wars. Quote, unquote. Culture wars. Because, you know, Republicans think that we are being led down a dark path, and then so what does any of this actually mean? So let's get into it. Now, when we think of cancel culture, what do we think of, guys?
Anarchy.
Controversy.
It blows over, generally.
Definitely think of YouTube first, because I think it really originated with a lot of the YouTubers, like especially like the whole news trials Patty Westbrook thing about a year or two ago. And she was coming out saying, like, he did all the stuff. And then she came out again when somebody else was getting canceled and was like, oh, yeah, it wasn't true. And they were canceled Patty Westbrook. I think that's where it started, really, was the YouTube community. And then it came out everywhere else.
Yeah, cancel culture has been around for a while. It just became really a thing in the past couple years.
Like the we just gave it a better name.
The steam has been really building up in cancel culture, but basically you want to just stop, so I guess, like, stop supporting and stop seeing certain things or certain people. Mm-hmm. Like good, like collectively. So, you know, if we wanted one recent examples, Gen Z has decided to try and cancel Eminem because of the hateful because of the hateful lyrics. Way back
Gen
when.
Z.
Those are his best.
Gen Z, the rebel generation.
It's the rebel generation.
It's young Gen Z.
It's not like all
I consider
it.
Myself a millennial. I consider myself because I'm older Gen Z.
Yeah.
That's
like
not a
right
thing.
After millennial, but very old Gen Z.
Not a thing.
The kids that eat Tide Pods. I'm not in that shit. So I think it's the younger Gen Zs, the ones are like that are in high school now. They're like, oh my god, let's cancel Eminem. And it's like, dude, that was his best work when he was a crackhead. He was spitting bars, man.
Oh, are we starting to talk about Eminem?
No.
Right now, or are we
no,
just introducing
the
things we're going to talk
about so people know what we're talking about?
Because I'm not going to lie, I am ready. I have a whole novel of things to talk about with
them. All right,
moving on with the introduction.
Let's get through the background. Cancel culture. Basically, if you don't like someone, you could just cancel them. I don't want to support you. I don't want to see your work. Nothing. Off the internet.
And social media plays a big part into that because it has to be a big enough following in order for it to be like canceled or bring awareness to it. It can't just be like one or two people.
You can't cancel your friend's bakery because they screwed up your order.
No.
Nah, you can't. You can't be like, I want to cancel this small business. I mean, that happens, but like, you can't just go around and just like make it a witch hunt.
No, it has to be something that was like deeply offensive to a particular group of people that they felt that they should cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a large enough group of people.
And it has to affect
the James Charles situation when he was being accused of sexually harassing straight men. That's a pretty big deal.
That's
big something
deal.
People should get.
I mean, he's being canceled because he's apparently grooming 16-year-olds. So, I mean,
James Charles has been canceled for a lot
that's,
of shit because he.
Yeah, he's. There's been multiple circumstances.
And Jeffree Star over racism.
Oh,
and
Jeffree Star, Shane.
Jeffree Star is a shit human being.
Yeah, Jeffree Star fucking sucks.
Jeffree Star is a homewrecker.
Don't
at this
support
point.
Jeffree Star. Like,
of course I don't. I say he's a shit human being.
Yeah.
He is, but guys,
and
listen.
We agree with you.
You guys don't believe the whole. Kanye shit, do you?
No.
Do you really?
I don't know. Kanye.
No, I don't believe
no.
that crap.
You sure?
I'm just checking because there's some people out there who are like, oh my god.
Unless we got like evidence that's like, no, like.
There's things that's like, okay, yeah, I believe it, but there's some things that are like way too far off. Like, I might as well believe in aliens if I believe in that whole Kanye West and Jeffree Star thing. Seriously. So
you don't believe in aliens?
To an extent. Yeah, we'll talk about
another episode, guys. Another episode.
Another episode,
boys. Area 51's Area 51's a few episodes away.
This time we're rating it for real, but yeah, cancel culture. It's around. It's a thing. Why is it around? Because
it's always been around.
What?
But social media, it's taken a big thing.
Because it's taken a long time to actually become a thing. Like, it's not always been around since the internet's been around. It's like, this is a relatively newer thing. I don't want to say it's like a brand new spanking thing.
Here's my thing about cancel culture. Like, if a celebrity gets canceled, unless they, like, keep going at it, it generally blows over. Like, I have, like, two examples. And I'm not particularly mad at either. The Guardian of the Galaxy's director, James Gunn.
Okay.
He had all those tweets, like, making the jokes about, like, I forget, he made some offensive jokes. And then he got fired and rehired. And then earlier this summer you had the Nikanon situation.
Yeah.
The, some anti-Semitic remarks. And so he got fired and they took his show Wilding out, but he's recently been rehired. Not mad at that either. I honestly thought it was just some of those comments were more out of ignorance. So I was a bit more cool with that, with him getting educated and getting rehired. So I think a lot of times it blows over. Like there was people who were canceled like weeks ago and then they're still fine and they're still making content and videos and stuff.
I honestly feel like there's not enough in the world to get you canceled over, because somebody will always have a following. There will somebody, like especially these big name people, will always have their main supporters regardless of the situation, regardless of how many times they mess up, how offensive what they said or done probably was. They still have a huge following.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to a whole bunch of rappers and actors, people on YouTube. Have they gotten canceled before? Yeah. Are they still making millions of dollars every year? Yeah. So being canceled doesn't necessarily affect them because they still have supporters.
I think they just, if it's like a big celebrity, they'll get their publicist to put out an apology. YouTuber, they'll do those 40-minute YouTube apologies where they're sobbing, honestly, a lot of the time, if they kind of just shut up and lay low for a little bit, generally, you know, people move on from it. Now, the one that's kind of stuck has been Shane Dawson, because he just put out so much defensive content.
That's one name that, like, he's still around, but he's still canceled. Like, nobody, there are just some really messed up people that still support him. I mean,
hold on. I wanna disagree with Sarah's point for a second. Not that I'm like coming to Shane Dawson's rescue or anything, but we also have to realize that since the whole thing came out with Jeffree Star this past summer, which, I mean, don't get me wrong, Shane Dawson's got in trouble for many things before, but this one is the straw that broke the camel's back. This past thing that happened in Tati Westbrook released that video. We got to keep in mind, too, we don't really know how successful he is after all this yet, because Shane Dawson has not posted anything on YouTube, not that he can't, because I don't think he's getting ad revenue anymore, so he really wouldn't make any profit off of it anymore. But I could count on one hand how many times he's posted on Instagram since all of this happened. So we don't really know the results in Shane Dawson getting canceled last summer yet, not until he comes out with something himself, or if he puts out another video or does an interview. So we're still waiting to see how this happens with Shane Dawson. I have looked in some of the comments of, he made one post recently about Ryland having a podcast or something. We got to compete with Ryland Adams, guys. But I think a lot of people in those comments were still very supportive. There definitely were people here and there that were like, fuck you, Shane, you know, all that shit. But I think we still got to wait a little bit to see what's going to happen with Shane Dawson.
The other thing, too, is like the cancel culture doesn't mean you're gone forever. Like, you vanquish somebody. And I think that's an important part about it. It's like, you're just,
what I'm saying is we don't know if his career has had an, has been hit badly by it. You know what I mean?
I think, because cancel culture doesn't mean you're like banned necessarily. It just brings awareness to the wrong stuff that you've done, or the like the wrong, or the themes that are just not socially acceptable or stuff like that, which is what we're going to get into more in a little bit. But I think, like, with YouTubers and stuff, like if you have a following, unless like you do, like, I think we got shown this year that it doesn't matter who you are. If you have a loyal following, you will never go away.
Right.
We saw that very clearly throughout last year, because of politics and stuff, and like, it doesn't matter how shitty of a person you are and what shitty things you say, you're still gonna have a following. I mean, even now, it's like the former president of the United States. God, that feels good to say about this.
I love those words. Say it again.
Former president of the United States.
Chills. Chills down my spine.
Still got the snap crackle pop. It's still good.
It's that was a good still one.
Good to say. But he still has a following. Funny, like, funny if you one. Look at the CPAC video, there's Trump supporters bowing down to a golden Trump like it's Buddha.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't think it's Buddha.
Well, you know, like Buddha. I said like.
No,
it's an idol, basically.
It's a golden calf, basically.
Basically. They're still bowing to it, though. Like, they're on their knees bowing to it.
Yeah.
Like, granted, that is a cult, but still, it just goes to show that, like, you're either going to have a following or a cult. You're just going to have one of those two after you've been canceled.
Right. The funny part about it is, with that golden calf, it's like, a lot of these people, they're religious, and they've literally broken one of the sacred rules of a lot of the following of the former president were...
What? Literally one of the Ten Commandments.
Literally a ten. Thou shalt not bow down to idols. That's literally one of them.
Remember,
they
nitpick, so they're like, but we don't like that one. So no. We're gonna follow the others, but not that one. Yeah, because I don't like
basically.
That one.
Yeah, basically, it comes down to it's like, okay, you want to be nitpicky? It's like, okay, how about thou shalt not cheat on your wife? Christians do it still, and it's like, are you gonna be selective on that one because the person you're banging's hotter?
Ooh.
That's the narrative you're going with? It's like...
So far, we had nothing but fire going on here.
Literally?
Hello, Oswego Fire Department? I like to report a flame.
But literally with this, I like the point that, coming back to it, in general, the majority of a society could hate you. At the end of the day, if you have that core folly, they're still going to find a way to keep you relevant.
Yeah.
It's going to be through... Whether it's going to be through buying merch from you, or if you're a musician, they're buying your albums, if they're buying any of your books, any cookbooks you're doing, things like that, they're still going to support you. You're still going to get support for them, even if the majority hates you. And cancel culture, it's going to do that to people. It's like a lot of the majority will be in favor of giving exposure to that issue. Right. But there's still going to be that solidified base that's going to say, okay, they did something wrong. Let's move forward because past to the past, so we all changed different things. It's like, we're still addressing the issue that we need to fix.
So I guess
or the issue didn't doesn't matter.
I was trying to
say,
what do you have, Sarah?
What should we cancel the artist and not the art? That's a very interesting point.
We can talk about that because, like, my question was going to be before we get into like the meat of this was that is cancel culture just dumb? Is it a fad or is it kind of necessary to point out the wrongs that some people have done beforehand? Because I think that's a question that keeps being popped up. Mind you, sometimes cancel culture is helpful. You might like someone and then all of a sudden, like, you find out that they said something racist or anti-Semitic and then it gets your feelings mixed up. So I guess it just, like, because I feel like sometimes it's really dumb. Like, when you see, like, cancel Tom Holland or something, or, like, Tom Holland over party. I'm just using Spider-Man.
Why are we canceling Tom Holland?
Why are we canceling? And it's just, sometimes it's just people just stirring up shit. Yeah. That's when it's dumb.
But
when
that only lasts.
You mean like Potato Head? You mean like Potato Head?
First of all, Potato Head, that was a intended effect of that press release. Like,
okay, can I explain this one for the people that don't know?
I think we all know Potato Head, or formerly known as Mr. Potato Head. Hold on, that's not even
the thing there, though, Zach. Don't mix up the audience. Because what they did is they changed the brand name. They're changing the toys' names. They're not taking away the genders. They changed the name of the company. So all of you out there that are like, they're taking away the penis and the vagina of the Mr. or Mrs. Potato Heads. No, a brand name.
Brand name. Which
potatoes? They don't have penises or vaginas.
I'm sorry. Well, when I was a kid, like, I didn't play with like Mr. Potato Head's big detachable cock. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. When were we worried about the gender of potatoes? This episode was a little not safe for work.
Rate 18 sticker on it.
The detachable
Nobody said anything about detachable dicks until you did.
I'm just saying, I'm probably going to be canceled by the end of this.
It's the name of the, it's the company name. It's not the name of the toys. And then once this blew up, all the right-wing conservatives jumped to conclusions. They're like, oh, they're taking away the genders of the potato head. They're only going to have the one toy. There was a lot of misinformation about this. The potato head company was like, oh, shit, we're going to do something about this. And then they released a tweet like, hey, let us clarify. Potato Head aren't going anywhere. It's just the name of the company. We're just rebranding a little bit.
Yeah,
and
I can't. I think what the Republicans were doing was reading Dr. Seuss was better than like them bringing a Mr. like bringing a Potato Head. Be like, see, right here is where the genitals of the potato should be, but it's not because it's gender neutral now.
It's a fucking potato.
It's a potato. If I found a dick attached to my potato, I'd be very concerned all of a sudden.
Guys, where's this episode going?
This is going nowhere.
What do you think about it?
Don't, no.
Not a dang clue.
Last week, I remember last time, you got me to say I like meats, but I'm not going after potato dicks.
Yeah, I just watched the trailer for that one.
Y'all saw the... I was about to say, if y'all saw it,
kind of think about a potato, you know, when it gets like a little old and then like, you know, all the buds start like coming on.
It's like,
Sarah, don't go there.
It's a trap.
Sarah, it's a trap.
In his face right now, look, guys.
It looks like it. It's still gender neutral. I'm just saying.
It's a trap.
We're moving on.
Let's move on.
We're actually canceled. Dr. Seuss, Pepe Le Pew, Eminem, some of the Disney movies, Potato Heads. Anything else that got canceled the past couple weeks? Speak now.
Oh, Gina Carano from Star Wars.
Gina Carano.
Yeah, Gina Carano from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that crazy. Bitch.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, the Buckingham Palace.
Oh, and the royal family.
That's a really big one, guys. How did you miss that?
On that? We could do a
family that was once adored.
Girls' night, talk about the Buckingham Palace special. Let's do it. Meghan and Harry, potential future episode. What do you think, girls?
Yes.
Hey,
I keep telling you can have a girls' night. I'm just waiting. That's all.
Girls' night.
Bunch of Americans talking about how bad the monarchy is. Where have I seen this before?
Yeah.
The family that was once well liked.
Shit show.
Yeah, we can finally make fun of another country and not think twice about ours.
Oh, yeah, for real.
Yeah, those stimmies are going to hit this weekend, so, you know. But
I can't have
it. Except
Joseph.
Oh, wait, I got it.
Where's my stimmy?
Josephine Robinette.
Here's how it's going to be.
Kids, listen, we're all screaming at one time.
I'm sorry, but when the stimmy hits the bank account, I'm going to go to the Red Lobster and order the whale. I'm sorry.
I said that.
I saw that.
And I appreciate that.
Literally, here's how it's going to be. Here it is. Today, you get the stimmy. By Monday, you get to be brokey.
Actually, I read a really funny meme earlier. It's like the $1,400 hits your bank account and you pull to the McDonald's drive. Doing to be like, hey, how much is it gonna cost to fix the ice cream machine?
It's the $1,400.
Two milkshakes, the whole ice cream entire $1,400. How much?
How much to fix it?
Let me pull out my wallet here. Okay, Mr. Benjamin Franklin.
Wait.
If we're gonna cancel, even better, can we please cancel McDonald's? Because you know, most of the time, the ice cream machine is not broken. They do it because they have to sanitize it every so often, and they can't use it or they don't want to. So can we cancel McDonald's? I think that's a very reasonable thing to cancel somebody for.
I'm still
pulling
up McDonald's. I need that on road.
I want
trip.
My McFlurry at 2 a.m., guys. See, what do you mean?
All right, we need to move on and like what's actually been going on.
Fine.
We'll cancel things later. We'll go out after the episode and cancel things on the internet.
Yeah.
You want to cancel McDonald's? We'll cancel McDonald's. I want to cancel Aeropostale. I don't know if they're still around, but I want them dead.
Victoria's Secret.
I don't think they are.
I don't think they are, but they're canceled anyways. Victoria's Secret?
I think they've been gone for a little while.
Fuck them. What's Victoria's actual secret? I don't know. I've been in a few times and I can't find the secret.
They don't make things for the big titty girls. That's their secret.
They don't. Their secret is they're for the itty bitties. That's why.
They make the teeny tiny.
The teeny tiny. Itty bitty titty.
They're in it for the. I was about to say, they're in it for the itty bitty titty committee.
Somehow now feel personally attacked by Victoria's Secret.
You should go cancel them.
You should.
The thing was, they got canceled because they wouldn't put transgender woman or plus size woman in their fashion show that they hold every single year. And then Rihanna came out with Fenty and she said, fuck that. Everybody's included. We got the skinny bitches. We got the fat bitches. We got the transgender bitches. We got all the bitches in here. And she just fucking blew them out of the water. She put them out of business. So shout out to Rihanna.
Hello. Yes. I will let everyone know. I've just been informed that women are women no matter what. So there we go.
Period.
Trans women are women. Big women are women. Every woman's a woman.
Period. I love Rihanna.
Anyway, I love this off track.
Sorry, I just.
Where are we? Oh, who cares? We're canceling shit.
We're gonna talk about the people who have gotten canceled this week, like Eminem,
the Mandalorian actress Gina
Carano.
Thank you. I couldn't think of her last name. She got canceled first, and we've been in this like weird cancel period where things have just been canceled more. Like this past week,
they're going off the shelves like the toilet paper.
Yeah, I know. Like a year ago, and the toilet paper just gone. I remember that too. I almost had to fight someone for toilet paper. That wasn't fun. Good thing I grabbed Charmin so I could wipe my butt in the morning.
I brought my dad to the store. My dad is 6'4", 300 pounds. He's ready to like. My dad is the nicest person.
He's the nicest person, but God forbid you get in the way of something.
Nah, you get in his way. He'll probably.
He drives a bus for a living.
Getting so steamrolled.
Driving that fist through your face. but things have been canceled. Like, first of all, the Dr. Seuss books, I want to make a note about it. It's only 6 books. And they were pulled because they had racist undertones and themes and remarks in them.
They made fun of, like, everybody, dude.
I know. But the 6 books in question were... There was an independent study found that, like, through literacy professors and literacy history and stuff like that. Uh-huh. Independent committee found that these 6 books were just plainly racist. They had racist undertones and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the publishing company and the estate decided to pull those 6. That's them.
They never should have put them out there.
Well, for the, those.
They just like, I don't know, like, they literally just made a caricature of like every race.
Yeah.
See, and that's the debate that we're in because the book came out, the books came out in like the 40s and the 50s, and now we're, coming emerging of it. So that's where the cancel culture factors come into play.
Yeah, they've been out so long.
That's where some people are at.
Pepe Le Pew from Looney Tunes has been pulled from all future Warner Brothers cartoons.
Right.
Including Space Jam.
Anyway. He hasn't been anything.
Like, even in the reboots, he's just been, like, missing.
Yeah.
So this is not a new thing. It's just
Because of all of this. They just rebooted the Looney Tunes and they didn't put them in there because people already had a problem with it.
I thought it was very
The reason why this is coming up now is because Space Jam 2 is supposed to be coming out at the end of the year. Pepe Le Pew was supposed to be in the movie, but then everybody was like, why would you put him in there? And then like Warner Brothers were like, we hear you, and we took him out. If I'm going to be honest with you guys, I know some of you have opinions about this. I talked to you guys about it privately. I think it was just used back, but I don't think it's necessary. I watched the Pepe Le Pew cartoons when I was in, and the wonderful French skunk. French people are very romantic. That's a stereotype we've been given in TV and entertainment, and he mistook this cat that obviously a cat or a skunk, and he was just trying to woo her. Granted, he was very touchy, but like it was supposed to be that vibe, like he's French and trying to be romantic. But so there are plenty of times in these keep trying to say commercials, but there's plenty of times in these cartoons with Pepe Le Pew and this cat that even at the end, I remember one specifically, she tried to be all over him and he didn't like it. And like, he was all grossed out. And I just think that Pepe Le Pew is being overthought. Plus, he's not even that big of a Looney Tunes character, which is why I was like, this is who you're flipping out about? I don't think
Elmer Fudd got his gun taken away in the remake. Like, they're taking away his guns, so they're already pulling guns out of it for promoted violence. Yosemite Sam is losing his guns. They're already trying to pull Speedy Gonzalez out too, so it's not the only one, but I think it's the first pillar to like fall.
Lewis has to say something.
Yes, Lewis.
Oh, Lewis has.
The other one that actually gained traction as well was people wanting to cancel Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Gabriel Iglesias is actually taking up the role right now. And he's defending playing the role against cancel culture.
I mean, I think...
Latino people are actually defending Speedy Gonzalez. They're like, we love him. Like, we're finally getting some...
I mean, there's a way to do... I'm going to stop myself because I'm not trying to defend Speedy Gonzalez and stuff because of the perpetuated Mexican stereotypes. Because, like, I'm like, versus Pepe Le Pew, I mean, like, you could, I feel like in a way you could fix Speedy Gonzalez, but I feel like it's a stretch a little bit. Like, Pepe Le Pew, the whole character's gimmick is going after the cat. And it does promote a lot of like sexual harassment and rape undertones. So I feel like, and he's not even that popular anyways. I don't feel like people who are really upset about it, I feel like are all the frat bros.
I honestly forgot about him. So
exactly. The fact
that they took him out, I honestly won't miss him.
I wasn't going to miss him anyways.
I honestly forgot about him.
it's just for me now going back and looking and like being given that perspective of my, I'm like, that makes, it fits a little too well. And that what I guess that kind of makes me uncomfortable. Yeah. It's that all of a sudden now thing, it just fits. Yes.
You just said that somebody gave you that perspective. Like, you didn't have that perspective as a child. You know what I mean?
But that doesn't mean as an adult, I can't go back and revisit something after life experiences and be like, wait a minute, that's really creepy. Why is he doing that to the cat? Who clearly has no interest in it.
That's a fair point.
I mean, like, as a kid, you don't see that.
As a kid, you don't notice that. But as an adult, and then, you're watching that, you know, because you're aware and you're an adult.
Exactly.
So you want to think about the message that you're sending to children, even though they do not understand. Kids are going to think it's funny.
Yeah.
Kids are going to think, oh,
kids think anything is funny.
He's doing this. He's doing that. I want to be like him. When really, it's just promoting rape culture. So you need to be very careful about what you show your kids.
I'm not saying you can't shelter kids from everything. But like, it's like, it's...
Just be mindful about it.
Yeah. But Sarah had her hand up.
And also, like, kids, like, they might not, like, know it, like, when they're watching it. But when you send... kids watch media, they get messages from it. They're gonna think behavior like that's okay. I'll be real. I didn't know who Pepe Le Pew really was.
Exactly.
I didn't really, again, not that into cartoons, so I kind of skipped the Looney Tunes. But like, so I would have to really watch it. But if the messages was what like everyone's saying, like maybe subconsciously years down the line, someone could think it's okay to be that like touchy feely, but they do. They do it on other shows too, and I just like it. But again, I would have to really see how it played out.
Right.
So like that would be my only thing, but it also could just be playing on the trope. So again, I would really have to watch.
Like, it's playing off of French stereotypes too, which. Another thing that I mean, like, even if it wasn't like the whole rape culture thing, it'd be French stereotypes. I mean, like, perpetuating like negative stereotypes about the French, or like even stereotypes that might be positive but are also harmful too. I mean, we talked about speeding up, and now it's Pepe Le Pew. So
at the end of the day, Pepe's one of those characters that if it wasn't one thing, there's another category it falls under that. Cancel culture would go after.
Well, hold on a second. I kind of want to hear everybody's opinion on Speedy Gonzalez, though.
Because, like...
Like, do you guys think Mrs. Owl shouldn't be a thing in Looney Tunes anymore.
I'm saying it might be a bit of a stretch, but like I feel like they could rework the character so he's not a harmful.
Maybe just downplay the stereotype a little bit.
I think if they toned it down, but like I said, I feel like it's a stretch. But like I'm also not the person to be talking about how to fix a stereotype about Mexican people because I'm not part of that culture. So
I'm very on the fence about Speedy Gonzalez because. On the one hand, I can see like why people would think that, but like I did my research on Speedy Gonzalez before we did this episode in case it was brought up because I saw Pepe Le Pew on the lineup too. But a lot of people in the Hispanic community are like, don't get rid of Speedy Gonzalez. Like we finally get some representation in the cartoons, even though it is a little more stereotypical. So I think it would make sense, like you said, Zach, if they maybe did downplay a little bit of it. But the Latino and the Spanish community are like, no, don't get rid of him. We love him. He's funny. So I'm very on the fence as to what to do about him, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, if Warner Brothers wants to take the time in.
Wait, could someone explain the character to me?
He's a rat.
The little mouse, and he's brown. He wears like a little sombrero. Like a sombrero. He's Hispanic. He's a Hispanic mouse, and he has a very short accent.
Yeah.
I didn't know the character.
Like I'm saying, Warner Brothers would have to go in and like do research and figure out a less harmful. Like they would have to get rid of the harmful stereotypes and still keep the character. I'm not saying you can't have like a Latino or a Mexicano. Like rat, but you just can't perpetrate those hurtful stereotypes,
right? I think what helps.
Yes, Louis. India's helping me out.
I think what helps. Thanks, India. I think what helps this time around with the production of it is that Gabriel Iglesias is of Mexican heritage, so there's more acceptance of it when it's someone of the culture because they understand the culture much better
Is he playing Speedy Gonzalez?
Yes, he's playing it for this upcoming. I think it's for Space Jam.
For Space Jam, A New Legacy, that's supposed to.
That
is on my watch list, so I will keep my eyes open for that.
It is for. Let me check quick.
I think so. I know they were going to do another reboot of Looney Tunes, but
I already did. There's a new show. I think it's HBO Max. But yeah, they did do like new episodes of like the Looney Tunes, kind of like the same vibe as the originals.
So I guess to move on from, unless somebody else has something about
So I
like did. I did look it up.
It's a better idea. I feel like it settles better with people once you rework the characters and get actual people that accurately represent the characters to play those parts, because representation is very, very important.
Yeah,
which is why Gabriel Iglesias is playing what's his name, Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah,
I feel like
that's something. That's something they did, like, right when Black Lives Matter had, like, that huge spike, like, in May after George.
Yeah.
The guy that played Cleveland on Family Guy, he stepped away from the role after 20-something years.
I had no clue that the dude that played him was white. Didn't sit right with me. I had no clue.
I know.
A lot of shows did. Big Mouth on Netflix.
There's a lot of animated shows that are, like, maybe.
It makes sense for these ethnic characters to be played by white people doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and that was one of the big things.
They're like, quickly, we must
quickly, and they never should have done it in the first place, regardless of what happened over the summer.
Yeah,
it should have never been a thing
in the first place. But
yeah,
once we got more stuff that's been canceled this week, we got content. Like I want to just have a whole episode dedicated to the royal family stuff, because
honey, we will.
Americans and Irish people were like, abolish the monarchy, and I'm like, that makes me like happy in a weird way.
Took y'all long enough to have that comment.
He got canceled because of that. He even quit his job. Fully forgot about that till now.
Who did?
TV, Good Morning Britain. He said he didn't believe Morgan.
He's an asshole. Apparently he got rejected he went on a date with Meghan Markle and got rejected after that.
Yeah,
and that's why he's been saying all that.
That's what I understood. Yeah,
I'm like, if that's not toxic masculinity, I don't know what is.
He's talking all that shit.
Yeah,
and literally. Yeah. And after that episode, I forgot the name of the agency that oversaw it, but that agency got 41,000 plus complaints about
about the episodes and they're investigating
about what he said about him walking off and what he said. And then the next day, he came back on, did like an apology, kind of, sorta, and talked about how serious they talked about how serious suicide should be. At that moment, he should have addressed it then and there, not waited a day.
Yeah,
that's one of those things. It's like if someone waits. When they had the chance right then and there in the moment to try to have a saving grace and they didn't use it, that even just expands on their past as well. And that kind of builds up to where you can see cancel culture comes into play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like that was a pressure mounting there, but we're not going to get into all that because that should be into its own episode. Right. There's so much content. And then there's going to be more in the coming weeks about it. So we're going to pump the brakes on that one because I know we wanted to talk about Eminem being canceled by younger Gen Z. And
Mike, you doing okay? Mike, do you have anything to say?
I was going to ask.
You guys have basically taken everything out of my mouth. So.
Oh, Mike, well, how do you feel about Eminem, Mike?
Well, I grew up on, like, you know, Eminem, J Dilla, like all these old, like the old school ones, but with Eminem, yeah, the thing is, I can see it, and yet I don't really accept the canceling. It's that sort of thing,
and I see why. But the thing is, it's just like, do we really care? Like me personally, I don't really care.
I don't care.
Slim Shady was popping. Crackhead Slim Shady was spitting bars. He was.
Here's the thing, though. The particular thing here's the thing. Eminem's not getting canceled. No, no matter what anybody says, you can't cancel Marshall Mathers. But the reason why they're saying, let's cancel Eminem, is because one little girl on TikTok heard the song Love the Way You Lie, which came out in 2011 on Recovery, which is his first album since he got sober. Let's keep that in mind. And the line was, if he ever tries to fucking leave again, I'm a tire to the bed and set this house on fire.
Oh, he's not even for all the anti-gay shit he was saying way back when.
That's my point. It's like, did you not listen to Encore, Marshall Mathers, LP? You didn't listen to Eminem show.
Kill his baby mama.
We're not going to talk about the time he shoved the gerbil in his ass.
Have you not listened to him?
No, we're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the song of Rihanna.
Well, here's my whole point about this particular line. If we're just going to focus on this one line from the song and what this girl said, let's say the Gen Z kids have not listened to any of the stuff from Eminem from the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, the song Kim, when he's strangling his wife. Anyway, not the point. Calm down, Hannah. one line from Love the Way You Lie. The song is about domestic violence and just them being absolutely toxic to each other. If we're going to cancel Eminem for saying this particular line in the song, which probably isn't even the worst line in the song, I know we hold other people accountable, you know, like Chris Brown, who actually beat the girl, sings the chorus of Love the Way You Lie, and there's public information, there's photos. Why wasn't Chris Brown canceled? Like, I think our priorities are in the wrong places, and like, I'm getting all mad. I don't like Chris Brown.
Yeah,
for that particular I got into a heated conversation about like R. Kelly and just people like that the other day, and I brought up the whole Chris Brown Eminem thing point I'm making you guys right now, and my friend goes, yeah, but I can separate the art from the artist. I'm like, but what? Like,
you see, that's my question.
See that? I don't like that because art is, you want to cancel the artist and not the art. But the thing is, what do you think the art is? The art is a representation of the artist. The art is a reflection of who the artist is.
Like, I give
the reflection of their thing.
That might get me canceled, but I think it's on the show. Bill Cosby, for example.
Fuck Bill Cosby.
Fuck Bill Cosby.
Can I talk? Mm-hmm.
Yes, guys, let her have a second.
I hate Bill Cosby, but the Cosby Show, for what it did at the time, it was funny. It showed a black family with a doctor and a lawyer as the heads of the household. And in the time of America in the 1980s, that was not really seen on TV.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's really the only good thing about the show at this point, considering what Bill Cosby was doing at that time period, which is when a lot of this was at its peak.
Then you gotta cancel movies like Rosemary's Baby. You can never watch Rosemary's Baby again. You can't watch any Woody Allen. So. Rosemary's Baby is arguably a classic, and it's a great film, but you can never watch it because of the director, Roman Polanski. You can never watch it, and you can never talk about the film. There's so much good art that you can never look at or even see because the artist is branded.
Okay, so you're bringing
Bobby
up
Bobby Brown. You can never listen to a Bobby Brown song again.
I don't, but you're bringing up a good point. But let me explain to you, like I'm gonna bring up Chris Brown because like that's my example. What? The reason why I think Chris Brown should be canceled, and the whole point I think canceling should be is that you don't give them the time of day, you don't give them the revenue, because like let's say the Cosby Show is put on Netflix, like the whole series. Is right, and people start watching it. The revenue, even though this show was from the 80s, that revenue is still going to come back to Cosby. We don't want to give somebody like Bill Cosby, like our pal, like Chris Brown, we don't want to give them that money and gain profit from us enjoying their art when they're a terrible person. So, why I don't listen to Chris Brown is because I don't want to give him any kind of money for him to profit off my enjoyment of his art when he is a woman beater and a liar and a drug abuser. Like I'm not going to contribute to his career because he is a bad person. That is why people should be
yeah,
and it should stay that way.
I guess that you're going, I understand that, and I get that, but then you go down a rabbit hole. I'm not saying that.
You gotta pick
if I hate an artist, like
you gotta pick your battles. It honestly comes down to the individual, because at the end of the day, we can sit up here and say we're not gonna listen to Chris Brown. I don't even listen to Chris Brown. But we can sit up here
and say, I don't, and I never have.
And but there are gonna be people who will. You have to sit in and evaluate who aligns with your morals and what you want to do. Me personally, I don't support the Kardashians. I never bought any of their makeup or any of their clothing, because I know they profit off of black culture and they get famous off of that shit. So for those reasons, I don't buy KKW Beauty. I don't buy Kylie Jenner's fucking makeup line. I don't associate myself with that brand because I don't align myself with those values.
Yeah.
So I refuse to do that. And I do the same with Jeffree Star. I do the same with whoever, R. Kelly, for example. I do the same thing with that because those people don't really align with my values. So you really have to assess the kind of people that you see yourself canceling, because at the end of the day, these people are still getting money. These people are still rich. These people are still profiting to this day.
No point. I don't want to give them the money. Yeah. They don't deserve the money.
They don't.
That's a big thing too. It's like people are having this moral dilemma. I mean, for some people, obviously you shouldn't be having one, like the R. Kelly situation. You should not be having a moral dilemma. What about Cosby situation? Like you should not having that dilemma. I mean, the Cosby Show, for what the time period was, and
what it did for black people was great, because I learned a lot about this in class, is how it really broke down, the Cosby Show in general just broke down all those negative stereotypes about black people and really painted black people as a regular middle class family, and we were allowed to have a space where we could be normal amongst everybody else.
Yeah.
Appreciate, but you know, Bill Cosby is a fucking terrible individual.
But are you gonna sit down on a Saturday afternoon and go online and be like, oh, I'm gonna stream the Cosby Show? Are you gonna watch that in your free time?
You're asking
exactly
me?
No, I mean okay. I was asking India, but like that's a general question.
No, oh my god. Fuck that.
Exactly. Why?
I don't know if I would. I don't think I would sit down and stream it, but there are, and this is this is where it gets kind of gray for me. What if, I'll bring an example. You guys like Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of you are pretty good Marvel fans.
That bastard. Right. Guess what? I will still be watching the next Guardians of the Galaxy movie, even though Chris Pratt is a bastard and he's a fucking awful person. I love those movies and I still find them attractive.
Let me just say, all right, so that, Scarlett Johansson, great actress. She has been accused of whitewashing.
Yeah, she has.
So here's the thing. She took a role from an Asian actress. Mm-hmm. We've all said we don't support shows. We didn't support the voice acting, and that was right not to, of white people playing black characters. So since we don't support that moral and Scarlett Johansson did that, then none of us should watch the Black Widow movie. None of us should watch anything she's in. That's if we go by that logic. We go by the logic that's being put forth by that. So again, you got to realize, do I want to watch Marvel, which I consider art, but it has an artist who did something that I disagree with. So now you're in this morally gray area. You just say Chris Pratt is a douche for his beliefs, but you're still going to watch Guardians of the Galaxy. So again, it's picking and choosing because he doesn't align with your morals, but you're still going to watch the art.
Because she's bringing up a good point.
I haven't worked out enough to replace Chris Pratt yet. That's why.
Well,
that's why.
I love Marvel.
Marvel is one of my favorite
things
to my childhood.
Yeah.
And Guardians of the Galaxy and Chris Pratt just
so
that's fine.
That.
But I'm saying,
well, hold on a second. I have a question. I think that you, like you said earlier, like there's a fine line. Like you got to figure out like morals and stuff. India, can I ask you like what is your problem with Chris Pratt? Like why do you not like Chris Pratt?
He's very conservative. What was he?
Anti-gay.
He's anti-gay.
Anti-trans.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Huge Trump supporter, but he won't say it. Hugely Christian.
Very big
Trump supporter. Well, like, there's nothing wrong with being Christian. It's like in your face.
There's nothing wrong with being religious whatsoever.
He's very much in your face about it. And when the whole James Gunn thing was going down, like, he kind of forced everybody to sign that letter.
Yeah, that letter.
He forced everybody. He texted everyone. He's like, I will walk away.
That letter, I think, is a good reason to be like, okay, nope, let's support Chris Pratt. But like, if you're just be like, oh, he's a Christian, he's a douchebag. Like, I think that's a really weird reason to not watch something. No, but the whole letter, that was that letter.
He threatened to walk away from Guardians of the Galaxy if they didn't rehire him, and he forced the entire cast to
Because I think
that letter,
it was Zoe
Saldana.
Yeah, she said she didn't want to do it, but like she also knew there would be no more money if she did it. That was her thing. It's not like she wasn't part of like Avatar and then Avengers Endgame
movies of all time. Yeah, she's worried about the money.
She's always worried. Look, you gotta make bank sometimes.
Now it's
three, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Who's counting? I don't count.
Are we counting?
I count 1-3 patata, all right? I don't know how to count.
That's so weird.
but does that patata have a penis or a vagina?
I was not going to talk about genitals on patata.
Full circle. That was full circle.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Full circle.
Let's talk about, this is a good point. I put in culture wars. Culture wars. Everybody, quotations. Culture wars.
Culture wars.
Because that's what the Republicans have been on. It's been since Daddy Trump has been out of office and he has no power now. They didn't sign any of the stimulus package. So what are they doing? They're reading Dr. Seuss and trying to adjourn early. They're like, they're canceling our culture, and they're pointing to Green Eggs and Ham. And I'm like, I'm sorry, sir, that's not one of the six books on the list.
Well, that's because they just want something to gravitate towards, because at the end of the day, they have no culture.
But it's like, it's not just the Republicans too. It's like younger/older Gen Z, so it's like younger millennials, older Gen Z versus the newer generations who are just finding what I feel like everything is offensive.
Yeah,
I mentioned
the attitude they're putting to it.
That's how I feel. I feel like they're just like finding everything offensive, and I'm like, really,
Zach?
What?
I don't really think they find everything offensive. I think it's like sort of they're kind of like revisionist in a sense.
Revisionist.
Where they kind of see things.
They can question
everything. Yeah, they want to question everything.
That's, to the point and, where it gets kind of annoying.
They're in their own.
Yeah, they're kind
of their own watered down version of the Enlightenment.
Well, not they, their own watered down version of the new left of the 60s and 70s.
Oh, I see.
They didn't have Woodstock or Bobby Kennedy or anything like that. And they kind of want to grab hold of that. And they,
right.
You could say they're in their own culture war, but the Republicans have been on it since big Ronnie Reagan was a thing.
Ah! Yeah.
Ah, devil.
Literally, I think it's kind of more like a modernized, like watered down new wave of like enlightenment in their own sense, but it's more of like a narrow minded enlightenment.
Yeah, that's kind of like an oxymoron.
It's a little bit too much.
They just take things a little too far, and I'm like, y'all need to stop. Chill, please stop.
There are, you know,
within reason that should be canceled, but then at the end of the day, there comes a point in time where it's like, okay, now this.
Like the whole Eminem, I'm like, that's not even the worst one.
Especially the young
generation. Right. And even
that was like soft porn compared to the rest of Eminem's lyrics.
I feel like the younger they get, like, I don't mind them asking questions, but like sometimes
they're the worst
because now they're just before they were asking questions, which is fine. Now they're just jumping to conclusions
and they like to
speak literally
on behalf of people.
That's
they want to speak on the behalf of those that are affected, knowing they aren't the ones that are affected.
Right.
Like, it's like the white liberals of the Black Lives Matter movement.
It's white liberal syndrome, basically.
Oh, that's a good point, Mike. Because I remember at one point, for a very short few hours, they tried to cancel Get Out because it was making fun of white people.
We can't cancel Jordan Peele.
We're not canceling Get Out. Just because it makes fun of you doesn't mean you can get rid of
it. The thing is, they put themselves in this like light, which was what the movie was trying to get at anyway. We were trying to say, hey, this movie's not necessarily about you per se and making fun of you. It's basically how you treat us. So,
right.
And then it's Jordan Peele. You can't do that.
They tried.
I agree.
Like, are they even like evolved enough to understand him? Sat up for that. I didn't even lay back down.
You were just chilling the whole time, and I mentioned they tried to cancel Get Out, and you just rose like the Undertaker.
I love Get Out. I love
like literally,
like his movies are fantastic. Yeah.
I know. Literally, with it though,
Lewis.
Like literally with it though, you know they've gone too far. As we were bringing up that, end up reading Green Eggs and Ham on the floor, but it's not even relevant to what's going on. You know what I propose? The next time they do that, their talk time goes from the Green Eggs and Ham time to the Green Eggs and Scratch time.
I guess we should start wrapping this up.
I guess.
I mean, what does cancel culture even do? After we have talked about it, we've kind of beat things to death.
People mad.
It just makes a trending tab on Twitter most of the time. This cancel culture is mostly like internet anarchy most of it. It's like, let's cancel this person. Why? They're in the spotlight at the moment. Who cares? But then there's also other moments.
Fuck them.
I remember they tried to cancel Megan Thee Stallion for a good minute.
No.
I canceled my girl Megan Thee Stallion. Mm-mm. You're not doing it. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Not today, sir.
They tried. No, they tried for like a good minute, but then, you know. But then the internet actually had grew a brain cell for once.
Hot girl Meg? I think the fuck not.
Even I was...
You're going to have to get through me if you're trying to cancel Meg Thee Stallion.
Here's my thing. I think cancel culture should be one way, but it's the other. Like, I think with cancel culture, it should be like, hey, here's this bad thing this person or this company or this show is doing. Let's not give them the time of day, and then like they slowly fizzle. You know what I mean? But what actually happens is like that, like Mike just said, they trend. People hate on them. They lose subscribers. You know, if they're a YouTuber, and then like over time,
everything's fine. Especially James Charles, when that whole thing first happened with Tati Westbrook, he lost millions and millions of YouTube subscribers. And now I think he's almost back to the same amount that he had before the whole Tati Westbrook scandal. I really think it should be, let's let this person fizzle out. Let's not give them a career. Then it's the other way where we hype them up.
PewDiePie so many times, and sometimes rightfully so, he deserved to be canceled. Bro, but yeah, he's still there.
And he even says that too. He's like, I can't believe I still have a career. Like, I don't deserve it.
I'm on the black side of YouTube, so I didn't even know who the fuck PewDiePie was until like 2 years ago.
Right.
And he's been on YouTube for like, what, 10 years?
Oh, he just celebrated his 10th anniversary a little bit ago.
Yes, yeah, Sarah.
The Tati Westbrook thing, I think the reason why James Charles got back up so quickly was because for that specific incident, he made a response video and he had receipts to prove that he were lying. The cancel thing, he was grooming young boys. So it's like two separate things a year apart. And that's why the Tati thing, he didn't get affected by because he had receipts in the end to prove they were lying.
But like my point, like he was just an example, but like my whole point is like it happens to a lot of people that are canceled. I can't tell you, like, even since this whole first original James Charles scandal with Tati Westbrook, I can't tell you how many times Jeffree Star got canceled and then he was fine. Like I was just on YouTube a few hours ago before I even recorded this, and I went and looked at some particular video that he had because we were going to talk about this subject, and he had this video titled "I Got Canceled Again," and I went on a $200,000 shopping spree because he knows. Okay, I know we don't like Jeffree Star here, like understandable, a very smart man. Like he knows damn well that he's not going to fizzle out. His career is not going to have any negative impact for a long period of time. He just went out and spent $200,000 on Louis Vuitton. Like that's my problem with this whole cancel culture thing. Like most of them know that like it's not going to bother them in the long, it's not going to interfere with their career, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in the long term it's not gonna, it's just at that point it's just publicity, it's just what you do with it, because if you just leave it alone, you most of the time you will be fine. And then other times, you know, if you do something to make it like better or worse, it's just gonna blow up in your face. And you know, like most of these people end up being fine. Now, granted, there are some people who are still canceled, like us. Louis C.K. is still canceled. He tried to
Louis come CK back. Has been
he tried to come back, and nobody supported him at all. They're like, dude, you need to leave. Mm-hmm. That was basically the comedy world. He's like, hey, I'm gonna try a stand up event. They're like, you need to go. Like, they're still not having it with him.
Yeah, like I know he just had a special that he released.
Yeah, but like it's been how many years and he just got back and most people aren't even going to watch it at this point.
It was like 3-4 years. I forget what the name of it was, but I think he briefly mentioned the sexual allegations against him and he quickly moved on.
Yeah. Basically like that shit is that shit for him, like, he's still very well canceled. Like, nobody really wants to work with him at all. You'll be lucky to get someone to work with him.
But yeah, that's...
I mean, sometimes there is lasting impacts depending on what you did and the severity of it. I mean, we talked about Bill Cosby and R. Kelly. But, you know, there's plenty of other people that, like, have suffered from it that we may not even remember because they got canceled and we just forgot about them. Gone into nothingness. Mm. Is there anything else anybody else wants to add?
I mean, as they get canceled for a second, and then it kind of just all goes back. I think we forget they were canceled more than anything.
I mean, that's true for some of these people. It's like they're canceled again. When did what?
Yeah.
That's just how it goes sometimes. Cancel culture, you know, it's weird.
It's crazy. It's anarchic.
It's crazy. It does whatever it wants. And if you stand in its way, you better just hope it leaves you alone.
Hey, guys, we're trending on Twitter right now because Nick Ketter is upset that he wasn't included in the cancel culture episode and he's trying to cancel it.
No.
Oh,
great.
No.
Yes, right no. now.
Isn't Nick in the group chat?
He's still in the group chat.
So.
Oh, man.
It is not our fault. You can read just fine, Ketter.
Now we're all going to have to retaliate with our apology video / here's our screenshots.
Let's come with the receipts.
See, he left
pull
us
a James on Charles and pull up the receipts.
See, he's left us on red sands whenever. Oh, well. Anyways.
Man. Zach's calling Nick out right now.
Finally, I think we reached the end. Thank you for listening. Cancel culture, man, what a ride, as usual.
this was a fun yet productive episode.
Yeah. So if you like the episode, you know, if you're watching this on YouTube, like.
Plug.
You like what we do, follow us on social media. Ready for this? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We also have our own website, thepoorlyrandpodcast.com. We have to get a jingle. I don't know. We'll figure out something. And we have the community Discord server, which we talk about Debate Monday on. If you didn't see the Debate Monday we did, Johnny Bravo got completely destroyed.
Fuck Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo got completely destroyed in the Debate Monday.
So. Do we want to have a conversation about Johnny Bravo before we go? Because I'm ready.
No.
let's make that a post-show bit.
Let's do it. You know, if you're not in the Discord server, you didn't see what we were talking about. How about that?
True.
Reason to join. Hannah will post her rant there. Maybe. I don't know.
See you guys there.
It could also be exclusive content for the future poorly written OnlyFans account.
Don't worry. We'll get the rant. But that's our episode. Thank you so much for listening. And we've been canceled, so thanks so much. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks, Nick.
You guys.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Nick. Bye. We're not canceled. I just have to edit. We'll be fine.